Every day is Unblock Mental Constipation Day at Slacker's Coffee House, 20 Main Street, Yorkville. Mental constipation is a very serious problem in our community. Our aim is to loosen the sludgy, calcified, preconceived notions that burden people of all backgrounds and persuasions. Many people retain thoughts that might have been fresh and valid at one time, but which now serve to block any further awareness. They are stymied by cherished generalizations, frozen into mental stagnancy by long-held prejudices. It is our objective to purge and free up the thought processes with laughter, light, music, art, and the encouragement of simple awareness. There is only one way to look at an issue, and that is from all sides. Once the brain is unencumbered by sludge, the truth is more likely to be perceived. What are you afraid of? Come in for your complimentary brain enema. You'll be glad you did. Slacker's Coffee House, 20 Main Street, Yorkville, 736-1931.
You're listening to Radiola with Andy Sr. West End Jazz Band, Mike Beeson, who is the leader, was singing Lowdown Rhythm, recorded last year, issued this year on Rivermont, Brian Wright's great label, and I urge you all to buy all their stuff. Always buy, you know, when I play CDs on this show, and they're available for sale, that's a cue for you to go and spend money. It always is. I'm not trying to give away free stuff here. I'm trying to support musicians and record labels that are issuing this stuff and keeping it alive in the public ear. And the West End Jazz Band, of course, consists of Mike Beeson, on the vocal, and Leah, who also takes vocals on banjo. You have John Otto here on reeds, Frank Galteri on trombone, Mike Walbridge on tuba, Andy Shum on drums, I think, or he also plays cornet and plays reeds. He plays everything. Whatever you hear him playing, he's good. Piano, he's marvelous on piano, too. We're gonna continue now. after I've done rhapsodizing here, this is on a DNR, which was a Columbia master. I think Columbia liked to produce all these records for different companies. DNR, the DNR Orchestra, which is actually Prince's band. The Love Dance from Madame Sherry by Hoxner. And I probably, I have to clear my throat a few times to pronounce that. And introducing every little movement has a meaning all its own. And, what's the meaning? What is the meaning of this? Indeed, that's what we all must ask.
Thank you. me, have you ever seen an Eskimo in the land of snow at the pole, you know? Did you ever hear the music that they play up there? It's a bear, it's a bear, it's a polar bear. Did you ever see them dancing on an icy floe? They are frozen so just to get a glow. Dancing in their bear skins, warming up their bear skins, wobbling the North Pole total load. Oh, 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 Miss Eskimo, leave your blubber and away we go. Keep dancing, keep prancing to the Eskimo ragtime. It don't matter whether young or old, your teeth will chatter and your blood run cold. So keep playing, keep swaying, jump from crag to crag. Keep right on moving or you sure will freeze. You are catching cold when you begin to sneeze. It's a darn bad place for BVDs when you do that Eskimo 42 below. Do that Eskimo rag. Men and women dress alike up there and so well, you never know just who is your beau. You may think that you are dancing with a man, it's great. Guess again, it's your cousin Kate. When the ice begins to form upon your face, it's soft. And whenever you cough, why it all falls off. That's against the custom, people never bust them. Everyone there is frozen face. Just hear this cold storage, miss. Crack your face because I want a kiss. Keep dancing, keep prancing to the Eskimo ragtime. It don't matter whether young or old, your teeth will chatter and your blood run cold. So keep playing, keep swaying, jump from crag to crag. Keep right on moving or you sure will freeze. You are catching cold when you begin to sneeze. It's a darn bad place for BVDs when you do that Eskimo 42 below. Do that Eskimo rag.
Billy Murray, 1912, with the Eskimo rag. And it's chilly up there, isn't it? Although those are not Eskimos, they're Inuit. I have to be more sensitive about things because I occasionally make a mistake and it's quite embarrassing, and I have to apologize to a bunch of people, and I don't like to apologize. I generally don't. I'd have to answer around an apology, but that's a good tune and very funny, a very nice novelty. And that's okay. Arthur Pryor's band, speaking of chilly things, Frozen Bill from 1909. That's a cakewalk, a two-step cakewalk. And that's what they did before foxtrots got out there and all those other animals. And grizzly bears, too. And polar bears. The DNR Orchestra, Charles Prince, actually leading the Columbia band. The Love Dance with Every Little Movement, 1910 from Madame Sherry. And this is Radiola, and we won't apologize for much, because if we say it, we're being sincere. We mean what we say, and generally speaking, we're not trying to do anything wrong. And I'm Andy Senior, and I endorse everything I've just said. Here's Dubin's Dandies, and there's a lot of Hawaiian guitar on this for some reason. It's an Adrian Schubert group, and Irving Kaufman is singing in 1929, One Hour of Happiness. Thank you.
make my life so divine. 1 hour of happiness is all I crave, dear. 1 little hour to call you mine. To know the kisses and caresses of your heavenly charms, and to whisper words of love while you're in my arms. I know my dreams would all come true in 1 hour of happiness with you.
Thank you.
The Moana Orchestra, which is actually Ben Sullivan, Larry Murphy on the vocal of Dreamy Hula Town. There's a bit of crossover, too. This is a crossover set. Plenty of crossover here, and that was from 1930 on Columbia. Also on Columbia, the other side of that Andrew Iona Novelty 4 record, that Lovin' Hula, 1929. And that's, if that ain't crossover, then nothing is. Beginning with Dubin's Dandies and enough... There's a lot of Hawaiian guitar in 20s and 30s music. You just have to admit it's out there like crazy. Adrian Schubert leading that 1 Hour of Happiness, Irving Kaufman singing it in 29. This is Radiola, and we're not trying to make anyone cross, and we're not trying to take anyone over. And that's how we feel. And there are no sides. We're all in it together. And that's how we also how we feel. Yes, I do not support sides. It's, you know, people. People's the thing. I've already said that, but I'm saying it in the second hour, too. Evelyn Thompson again, Someday Sweetheart, 1926. And I don't know who's playing these instruments behind her, but it's pretty good stuff.
That you love me too, and I believe in you. You broke your vow, now somehow seems I'm always blue. But there'll come a day when you'll fall away. You'll sit alone and cry. For me you'll sigh, and the days gone by, someday sweetheart, you will be sorry for what you've done to my poor heart. Now you may regret the vows you've broken, the things you did to make us drift apart. You say you're happy now, and you can't see how the weary blues can never come to you. But as you sow, so shall you reap, dear. And what you reap will make you weep someday, sweetheart. Oh, I'm praying that some sweet day you're gonna be sorry for what you've done under my poor heart. Now you may regret the vows you've broken and the mean thing you did that made us drift apart. I know you're happy now, and you can't see how the weary, weary blues can never come to you. But as you so shall you reap, dear. And you're bound to reap sorrow someday, sweetheart.
From that old pal of mine. When I was blue, he used to soothe my heart with rays of golden sunshine. But what a difference since he's gone. Life don't seem the same. If he'd only take me back, I'd take all the blame. 'Cause maybe he's lonesome, maybe he's glad. Feeling unhappy, he may be sad. Maybe, who knows? Maybe he's living happy and wed. Maybe he's loving someone instead. Maybe. Heart, morning, dawning. change. But sorrow, maybe he needs me. Maybe he's blue. Maybe he loved me more than I knew. Maybe, who knows?
Old man Calamity, don't bother me. He's right on. Get lucky break is what I'm needing today. Coldness of the feet is my complaint. I hereby call upon my patron saint. Oh, Lady Luck, I've got you on my mind, so won't you please be kind to me. Oh, Lady Luck, don't give my hopes to rise, and I'll be happy as can be. Just stick around with me for a while. Show me your golden smile. Oh, Lady Luck, you know it's time you should, so won't you please be good to me. Life is a tricky game, you need the breaks. Good luck, that's the test. Some people you meet employ rabbit's feet, and some say horseshoes are best. As for me, when things are not so hard, I've got a little prayer that helps a lot. Oh, Lady Luck, I've got you on my mind, so won't you please be kind to me. Oh, Lady Luck, don't give my hopes the rise, and I'll be happy as can be. Just stick around with me for a while. Show me your golden smile. Oh, Lady Luck, you know it's time you should, so won't you please be good to me.
Chick Ender with a song that if you ever saw a movie called The Show of Shows, you heard this about 8 million times. But this is a good recording of it. Lady Luck, 1929. And they played the heck out of that song. And you couldn't, that was running through your head whether you wanted it to or not after the end of that movie, if you were able to keep awake through it, that is. 1929, they would just, they'd take one song and beat it to death and... Hope they sold a few copies of sheet music. Before that, Kate Smith, Maybe, Who Knows, 1929, beginning with Someday. And the Harmonians, I think they were. Evelyn Thompson, Someday, Sweetheart, 1926 on Vocalion. And the Kate Smith was off the original Sounds of the 20s. Still have a few of those on the hard drive, and we're deploying them as need be. This is Radiola, and if we can't... If we can't do it, then no one can. And I'm Andy Sr., and I'm doing what I can. Or not. Leo Reisman, this classic recording. Bubba Miley is why it's classic. And he's all through this thing. And a great Cole Porter tune, nonetheless. Leo Reisman, Lou Conrad singing What Is This Thing Called Love in 1930. Thank you.
can solve its mystery. Why should it make a fool of me? I saw you there one wonderful day. You took my heart and threw it away. That's why I asked the Lord in heaven above, what is this thing called love? Thank you.
like my boy immensely. He calls me honey dear. If only he'd slow down a bit, would give us lots of cheer. There isn't time to love me, which makes me oh so blue. But this will change completely when we both say I do. Boy, take your time. Why can't we two be in rhyme, boy? Oh, boy, just take your time. You call on me in an aeroplane. You bob around like a weather vane, boy. Oh, boy, just take your time. Don't rush me that away. Rome wasn't built in a day, boy. Oh, boy, just take your time. If you want to make me happy, don't be quite so fast and snappy, boy. Oh, boy, just take your time.
And there for 1939, I would say that's their country series, and it's somewhat countrified, the Sweet Violet Boys. Lucille Lee on the vocal, boy, take your time. And that's, you know, that's that could have a lot of meanings. As could the previous title, Johnny Dodd's Hot Six from 1929. Too Tight. And from 39 to 29, that's a leap, ain't it? Leo Reisman and his orchestra with Bubba Miley playing that great, great sound behind the vocal. Lou Conrad, What Is This Thing Called Love, 1930. And whatever it is, it might be described in something you just heard. So just, you know, parse all that together. And this is Radiola, and we don't tell you right out what we're thinking. We just kind of we tap dance a bit around it. No tap dancing records on the show tonight, though. And it's probably just as well. And I'm Andy Senior, and I would never tap dance. That is my promise to you. Gene Gifford and his orchestra, Wingy Minone, and it's spelled funny on the label, so I've spelled it the same way here. And Hot Stuff, 1935, Nothing But the Blues.
This morning I had to pawn my shoes. I woke up this morning, I had to pawn my shoes. You know it was nothing but them same old blues. If things don't get better, I'm gonna have to write a letter to my home, my home. If things don't get better, I'm gonna have to write a letter home. If I don't get no answer, I'll have to carry on, have to carry on.
Got nothing, don't need lots. I'm as plain as can be. Don't need motors or costly yachts. No fancy trimming for me. Never gonna have a million. Never gonna retire. Don't laugh at me, baby, when I tell you my greatest desire. I want to be in Winchell's column. Honestly, baby, I do. So he can say that I'm that way, bout swell against you. I want to be in Winchell's column. Gosh, if he'd give us a line and give a lot of orchids to Mr. Cupid for making you mine, then he could say we'll middle eyelid. And when that dream comes true, he could speak of a blessed event. A cripple, a bibful that looks like you. I want to be in Winchell's column. My, what a thrill that would be. With dots and dashes from coast to coast, he'll tell the world I love you most. He'll be back in a flash, with a flash to say that you were meant for me.
And there's Russ Morgan, and the label says it's not orchestra, music in the Russ Morgan manner. But he sang all through that thing. I Want to Be in Winchell's Column, 1937. And Walter Winchell, that was big then. Now nobody knows who he is, and that's okay. But then he was well known, and they didn't do that thing with the telegraph key. But that was, if you want to hear that, you go to the Guy Lombardo recording. Before that, Gene Gifford and his orchestra, Wingy Minone on the vocal, and he's got to pawn his shoes, and that's pretty rough when you got to do that. Nothing But the Blues, 1935, and my shoes are, nobody would give me any money for my shoes, believe me. They wouldn't want them. They really wouldn't. I'm Andy Senior, and this is Radiola, and our shoes are suit us perfectly, but they would not suit anyone else. So I want to say that, and I'm speaking together with myself here. And we're going to finish up, and thanks for listening. Frank Banta. And here he is, the melody that made you mine. Sweet Stuff, 1925.